Welcome to People Management, what every manager needs to know about human resources. Today's episode is what every manager needs to know about coaching employees. Of all the tasks managers perform, few are as transformative and rewarding as coaching employees. While traditional managers often rely on issuing directives and evaluating performance, coaching transcends these boundaries by fostering growth, empowerment, and a culture of continuous improvement within the workplace. In today's dynamic and competitive business environment, effective coaching has become an indispensable tool for unlocking the full potential of both individuals and teams. Here's what every manager needs to know about coaching their employees. First, coaching is not about fixing what's broken, it's about maximizing potential. As a manager, your responsibilities are not just to oversee tasks and meet deadlines, but to cultivate talent and inspire greatness. Effective coaching starts with understanding each employee's unique strengths, weaknesses, aspirations, and learning styles. By taking a personalized approach, you can tailor your coaching strategies to resonate with each individual, thereby igniting their motivation and commitment to excellence. Many models to guide coaching have been developed over the years, including John Whitmore's popular GROW, Goal, Reality, Options, Will model, and Mark McGurko and Paul Jackson's OSCAR model, Outcome, Scaling, Know-How, Affirm, and Action. For managers, I have found that Dr. Peter Hawkins and Nick Smith's CLEAR model is the most relevant. CLEAR stands for Contracting, Listening, Exploring, Action, and Review. The model suggests the following sequence to ensure effective employee coaching. Contracting. This involves clarifying the outcomes the individual wants to gain from the coaching and establishing the ground rules for working together. Listening. Employ powerful tools such as active listening and empathy in order to gain an understanding of the current situation. In this listening step, you are looking to get beyond what may be written in a document. You are looking to gain personal insight into the problem or challenge the employees are facing and how it is affecting their work life. Exploration. There are two parts to exploration. The first is to collaborate with the individual to understand the impact of the situation as it is today. The second step is to challenge them to think about the possibilities that may be achieved. This includes providing both constructive and reinforcing feedback, honestly, with a spirit of continuous improvement. Action. Following on from exploration, we come to action. It is here that we work with the employee to agree on the best way forward. Note that this is an active, collaborative process. By agreeing on actions together, you will both be more invested in the journey and the outcomes. Finally, review. Review is a two-step process. We review progress towards the desired outcome, and we look at the process itself. Is communication working well? Are we meeting frequently enough? Are we seeing the expected results? The CLEAR model of coaching hinges on clear communication and active listening. It's essential to create an open and supportive environment where employees feel comfortable expressing their thoughts, concerns, and ideas. By actively listening to their perspectives and experiences, you can gain valuable insights into their challenges and aspirations, which in turn allows you to provide targeted guidance and support. Moreover, coaching is a collaborative process that empowers employees to take ownership of their career development. Rather than dictating solutions, effective coaches ask powerful questions that stimulate critical thinking and encourage self-reflection. By guiding employees to discover their own answers and solutions, you foster autonomy, creativity, and resilience, enabling them to tackle challenges with confidence and resourcefulness. Another crucial aspect of coaching is providing constructive feedback that inspires growth and improvement. Feedback should be specific, timely, and actionable. focusing on behaviors rather than personalities. By highlighting areas of strength and offering suggestions for improvement in a non-judgmental manner, you create a culture of learning and development where feedback is embraced as a catalyst for growth rather than a source of criticism. Furthermore, effective coaching extends beyond individual interactions to encompass the broader context of team dynamics and organizational culture. As a manager, you play a pivotal role in shaping the culture of your team and fostering a sense of belonging, trust, and collaboration. By modeling the values and behaviors you wish to cultivate, you set the tone for a positive and supportive work environment where everyone feels valued and empowered to contribute their best. Managers should be open to being coached by those in more senior positions. This is a powerful way to demonstrate your belief in the benefits of coaching. In addition, coaching is not a one-time event, but an ongoing process of learning, adaptation, and improvement. As a manager, it's essential to regularly check in with your employees, celebrate their achievements, and recalibrate your coaching approach based on their evolving needs and goals. By demonstrating a commitment to their growth and development, you foster loyalty, engagement, and a sense of purpose that transcends individual tasks and objectives. In conclusion, coaching is a powerful catalyst for unlocking the full potential of your employees and fostering a culture of excellence within your team. By embracing a personalized, collaborative, and growth-oriented approach to coaching, you can inspire greatness, cultivate talent, and drive success in today's ever-changing business landscape. Coaching also helps to build a team of employees that collaborate and support each other. So equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to become not just a manager, but a transformative coach who empowers others to reach new heights of achievement and fulfillment. And thank you for listening.